辽宁大学广播电台大学之声英语时代
The Voice of 辽宁 University English Time
这里是欧美最新潮流的分享驿站
满足你的各种异国情怀
这里有最及时新鲜的国外资讯
让你大开眼界博览全球让我们用最动听的声音最好玩的内容带你来一场不一样的世界旅行欢迎收听 English Time
听众朋友们大家好这里是辽宁大学广播电台大学之声英语时代我是主播袁子轩
我是主播刘诗琪又是一周不见了我发现啊最近不少男生讨论的话题都离不开 NBA 东西部决赛的事情
是啊因为获胜的两支球队将会成为今年 NBA 总冠军的候选人大家都很期待 Recently, the NBA has entered a phase of hateAnd the two teams in the East and West are in a tight race.
近期 NBA 已经进入白热化阶段，东决与西决的两组球队正在进行紧张的角逐。
The West is made up of Warriors and Rockets, the East by Celtics and Knights.
西部由勇士与火箭，东部由凯尔特人与骑士组成。
In the 16 to 17 finals, the contenders for the finals, the Warriors and the Cavaliers, made a comeback.
16至17年的总决赛竞争者勇士和骑士再度入围。
But whether they will be able to succeed again this year, and whether the Warriors will continue to win, let's wait and see.
但今年面对强有力的对手，他们是否能够再度取得成功，而勇士是否能够继续摘得桂冠，让我们拭目以待吧。
接下来说一则让我既惊喜又意外的小新闻吧。诗琪，你还记得电影《泰坦尼克号》中的海洋之心吗？
当然啦，当时看见老奶奶一个人缓缓走向甲板边缘，将海洋之心丢入海中，过去的记忆也随之沉入海底，是个多么令人难忘的场景啊。
那你知道其实导演当初拍摄了两个版本吗？ Titanic has another ending.
近期网上爆出泰坦尼克号还有另一个结局。
In the other end of director Cameron's film, Rose did not throw the ocean star into the ocean at the first, but have a conversation with the captain.
在导演卡梅隆为影片拍摄的另一个结局中 Rose 并没有一开始就把海洋之心丢到海中而是先和船长有一段交流
But many netizens, including myself, still feel like the original is more powerful
但是很多网友包括我自己看完这个后还是感觉原版的更有震撼力
The same is when my heart will go on music startedI couldn't help crying.
不变的是，当 My Heart Will Go On 音乐响起时，还是忍不住会落泪。
接下来说一件引发社会广泛关注的事情。
最近，一位空姐在乘坐滴滴打车的顺风车时遇害。
The police are searching for the driver of 21-year-old air hostess in Zhengzhou, who was killed by a passenger in the early morning of June 6.
6号凌晨郑州一名21岁空姐乘滴滴顺风车时被害，警方正在搜捕司机。
The account was attributed to the suspect's father, the company said in a statement today.
滴滴发布公告称，该接单账号归属于嫌疑人的父亲。
The night security mechanism is not reasonable, and the night face recognition mechanism has not been triggered,滴滴 said.
滴滴称夜间安全保障机制不合理导致夜间人脸识别机制没有被触发
From midnight on May 12 the business of 滴滴 was closed nationwide and it closed for a week
5月12号0点起滴滴顺风车业务在全国范围下线停业自查整改一周
网友们找到了空姐的微博看到她第一条微博写道可上九天揽月很惋惜的留言很遗憾通过这种方式认识你愿天堂没有凶手
希望在收听节目的同学们可以保护好自己的安全在乘车时加以防范 滴滴公司也应该加强管理，杜绝此类事件再度出现。
说完社会关注的热点问题，咱们再把目光放在如今的娱乐潮流上。
子轩，你知道吗？周杰伦最近出了一首《不爱我就拉倒》的歌以后，掀起了网友们的热议。
对对对，不少网友还反映不知道周董经历了什么，前不久还是告白气球等你下课，现在却成了不爱我就拉倒。
In May 15th, JoJo released the new song If You Don't Love Me, It's Fine. This is a song composed and sung by JoJo, the second song he released in 2018.
5月15号，周杰伦发布新歌《不爱我就拉倒》，这是由周杰伦作曲并演唱的一首歌曲，是他2018年发布的第二首歌曲。
After the line, the lyrics of the earth became the object of a late friend, saying that he wanted Vincent Fong to come back and save the child, while JoJo replied that the song was not too serious.
歌曲上线后，土味歌词成了网友们吐槽的对象，纷纷表示想要方文山回来救救孩子，而周杰伦则回复，听歌不用太认真。
Maybe this new song's lyrics are not so satisfying, but it's perfect from the arranger, rap, and piano interlude.
也许这首歌歌词不那么让人满意，但从这编曲、rap、钢琴间奏来说，都十分完美。
Not only that, but when we were young, JoJo really touched us too much.
不仅如此，年少时听的周杰伦确实带给我们太多感动了。
哎，子轩，最近的新版《泡沫之夏》你看了吗？
没有关注。哎，怎么了？
据说新版收到了超级多的好评哦。Recently, Min Xiao Shi personal adapt idol drama Summer of Bubbles. When a piece of flower broke out, it attracted many netizens' praise. This should be the closest color of the original selection.
近来由闵小溪亲自操刀改编的偶像剧《泡沫之夏》开播，当片花一经爆出时，就引来网友一片好评，这应该是《泡沫之夏》最靠近原著的选角了。
The new action of Summer of Bubbles tells the love stories of several young men and women.
新版《泡沫之夏》讲述了尹夏沫、欧辰、洛熙等几个年轻男女之间纠葛的爱情故事，梦想与现实彼此盘根错节，纯爱与励志相互交织缠绕，编织出一个有关爱与梦想的浪漫物语。
The broadcast of the play not only arose people's fond memories of love, but also remembered the green days of those years. For the Book of Powder and Powder in the Summer of Bubbles, this is also a precious memoryThat has been shared with the characters for many years.
该剧的播出不仅唤起了人们对爱情的美好记忆，也想起了当年的青葱岁月。对《泡沫之夏》的书粉、剧粉而言，这更是一份多年来与角色共欢悲的珍贵记忆。时间过得可真快啊，还有一个月左右就要进行期末考试了。
对呀，咱们这也快结束大一生涯了。How time flies, and the end of the semester is coming. How are your final reviews going?
时光飞逝，期末马上就要来了，大家的期末复习进行得怎么样了呢？
Our English time will share with you some tips for final review. For example, recite the key points drawn by the teacher, draw out mind maps or outline, sort out the true themes of the calendar years, and so on.
我们英语时代栏目将给大家分享一些期末复习的小技巧，例如啊，记背老师勾画的重点，自己拟出思维导图或提纲，整理历年真题等等。
Last but most important, we hope that all of us can perform well and get good results.
最后也是最重要的一点，我们希望所有人都能够超常发挥，取得好成绩。
今天的节目到这里就结束了，感谢导播田震、刘子聪，我们下期节目再见。
再见。